Disruptive innovation describes a process whereby a smaller entity, like Amazon, with relatively few resources, can successfully challenge established incumbent businesses. Other examples include Uber or Airbnb. Neither entity owns anything, yet Airbnb is the largest hotel chain in the world, and Uber one of the largest transportation companies. Amazon changed the way we shop forever. We used to go to the store to buy groceries, refrigerators, books, or dog treats. Now they're delivered to our door. As a result, Amazon is driving changes in brick-and-mortar stores to the point that many are going out of business. That's the way of disruptive innovation. A smaller entity challenges successful business practices, sometimes by serving a new market or one that hasn't been well served in the past, an overlooked segment, they call it. Perhaps it was too small for the established businesses to deal with. Incumbent businesses, the big guys, respond by intensifying and improving their processes, providing more selection, better customer service, maybe even improved delivery, but without altering their fundamental practices. Sometimes they try to change, but it's often too late. By then, the upstarts have cornered the market on this innovation. Disruptive innovations also drive other changes as well, sometimes called down-market changes. Amazon has pressed the delivery service providers for big improvements and cost savings. They've forced their suppliers to meet their own very aggressive delivery deadlines. They've even stimulated the production of corrugated cardboard boxes. The retail business will never be the same. So what happens is these newcomers become disruptive by successfully targeting initially overlooked segments and gaining a foothold by delivering, frequently at a lower price, more functionality. That's what a disruptive innovation is.